B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Danielle today. Good morning, Danielle.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
But not so fast, right? What's happening?
Right. Let's see. So I'm dating this guy for about 6 months, and it's getting pretty serious. I've met his family. He's met my family, and it's all going great. And then he tells me he doesn't want me to come over for Christmas.
Why not?
And I don't get why. I don't know. He lives, his family's 30 minutes away from my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, listen, if it's like you got a lot going on over there, you don't want to interrupt and leave, I'll pop over. I'll come over.
Yeah.
I'll come to you. And he says no.
Wait a minute. So he's saying that he doesn't want you at his family's Christmas celebration this year. And you live a half
Basically,
hour apart.
Yeah.
Okay.
So was it just like a we'll do our own thing sort of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, well, you go to your family, I'll go to my family, and don't worry, we'll make plans for New Year's, but, you know, Christmas, we'll just do our own thing.
And then you said you'd swing by, right? Not a problem.
Yeah.
And what did he say to that?
Yeah. He was like, listen, no, we'll have New Year's together. Like, he didn't really give me any reason, and he was kind of casual about it, but I mean, Christmas is a big deal, and if we're really serious, I kind of feel like I should be with him.
Well, you've been together like 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Or so.
Yeah.
And you thought it was very serious, but you're not going to be seeing him over the holidays. Wow.
Hmm.
It's not a COVID thing? I mean, it's not, didn't mention that?
No. Okay. He's got like his aunts and uncles coming, his cousins. He's going to be like 30 people.
Okay.
Well, yeah, okay.
All right.
So, maybe he's got a weird uncle.
we all do. So that's where it sits right now.
Yeah, he just completely shut me down. He's like, listen, I've got a lot of people coming over. It's too much chaos. It's too crazy. We'll make a plan for New Year's.
Wow.
Okay, well, I mean,
the
he's
thing
saving
is,
you from something.
Well, he's on vacation.
Yeah.
You're on vacation. So he's saying, I'll see you on New Year's. And your question is that a red flag, right?
Like maybe he's trying to break up with you.
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to send me a message. Maybe there's someone else coming to Christmas. I don't know. Now I'm all paranoid.
Well, LBF just planted that seed.
Sorry.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want you to jump that far ahead here.
No,
I mean,
jump.
Jump.
Oh, my God. I'm jumping right in.
LBF's I know. We're all jumping. Jump. We're all jumping.
God. I wouldn't jump so
freaking out. Maybe there's someone else. Maybe he's got someone else going on Christmas. Maybe that's why.
Danielle.
I watched enough Lifetime to know.
God.
Well, but it also might be just like he said, okay? So why don't we just sit tight. No jumping, okay? Please.
Okay, all right.
And let's get some listeners to chime in and see what they think. Red flags everywhere for LBF. Good Lord, right?
I mean, it's Christmas time. Red flags, green flags, silver flags. There are flags everywhere. Okay, it's Flag Day, not Christmas.
Okay. All right. So, Danielle, stay tuned. We're going to open up the phones at 888-410-1057. You can hear it in Danielle's voice. She was nervous before talking to LBF. Wow.
Really helped.
That helps. But Danielle, please stay tuned, relax, and maybe you'll get some good advice. And
I'm breathing. I'm trying to breathe.
Good. Yeah, okay. You're good. Good.
And I hate to say this, but you might not hear what you want. So just stay tuned, okay? That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
But you'll get some advice one way or the other. Thank you, Danielle. Stay tuned.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session.
Yeah.
So, LBF, you just don't, you don't like the sound of it at all.
I don't. If somebody loves you, they want to be with you all the time. Ooh. I'll find you.
Right. You know, she has that hint on her voice that could be a little of that, too. 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. You see what we did there? With some 38 special LBF? Professional DJ move right there.
Really?
Yeah. Hang on loosely.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
not professional. For Danielle. Just hang on loosely, Danielle.
All right. Gotcha.
She's trying to get a grip on that guy, but it ain't happening.
Hold on loose.
Hang on loosely, because so far, all the calls that we've taken off air It's not been good news for Danielle. Let's see what Becky has to say for Danielle this morning. Hey, good morning, Becky.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good. What's your what are your thoughts for Danielle?
So I have just a couple quick thoughts. I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years, and during the holiday time, you kind of have your own traditions, and it took us a little bit to kind of get into the groove of him coming over to my house and vice versa with family stuff. But I will say I'm a very sensitive person, so things kind of, you know, hurt my feelings when, you know, it's around the holiday time and, you know, somebody might not want me there. So I would just suggest that she not pressure him, but just kind of say, so is there a specific reason? I mean, she can word it however she wants, but kind of just ask, like, is there a reason why you don't want me to come over for a couple hours?
She has doubts. So she has doubts.
Word it like this. What's wrong with you?
No, that's not. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Thank you, Becky.
She's willing to take, yeah. All right. Well, good luck to her.
Well, thank
you so much.
Good luck to you. Okay. Good.
All right.
Let's say hi to Kelly. Kelly, what's your thoughts for Danielle's situation today?
Well, I've kind of been there, done that. Mm. And there was an ex that typically it was a long-term ex that was in with the family. And they didn't want to upset the apple cart and everything else. So the ex was coming over. So that's the way that rolled.
Apple cuts are dumb.
Yeah, tip that apple cart
over.
Yeah.
Really? Did you break up with them or are you still with them?
Oh, God, no.
Long gone. Good girl. Excellent.
You don't like the sound of it, I can tell.
No.
Okay.
No, love me the wrong way.
Okay. All right, Kelly, have a great holiday. Let's say hi to Irene. Irene, what do you think?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I think Danielle should run as fast as she can, because that spark that she has and jumping up and down, that's what he wants her to have. Mm. He wants her to believe that there's something going on. But after 6 months, women do it all the time. They fall first. We're emotional beings. Mm. And he is stringing her along.
Yeah.
And 6 months is too early to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
It's too early.
No, she sounds it. Yeah.
A man would climb a mountain and swim across the ocean for the woman he loves. He's not even inviting her to a family party.
Wow.
So
100%.
They should write a song like that.
Climbing mountains and river. And
ain't no mountain rivers. High enough.
Ain't no river wide enough.
No, they should write a song like
they should.
That. Yeah. Someone better than us will do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big group.
Irene, we got you. Run,
that's great.
Run,
yeah, run. Run,
run, run. Run. Oh, okay, bye.
He's not into her.
You can sense. Okay, thanks, Irene. Again, these are not the things that she wanted to hear, but she called
it's
morning
tough
for
tough love.
That's
you
what
know?
We do. Tough love. Nikki, what advice do you have?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I think you should. I'm all about being honest and direct, and 6 months in is long enough to have sort of that come to Jesus conversation.
Especially
can you
Christmas.
Just let can you just let me know why we're not seeing each other on Christmas, because this doesn't feel good for me.
Well,
and I think it may then open up a conversation to, yeah, you said the weird uncle. There may be some weird family or embarrassing family dynamics.
So, Nikki, you just say, ask the questions. Listen, you said it's a come to Jesus. It's Christmas. It's time to come to Jesus.
Right, exactly.
It's Christmas,
right?
And there may be a legitimate reason, or B, she'll find out, and it's in 6 months in, then she doesn't have to invest any more time.
Okay. Right.
There it is. Thanks, Nikki. Have a great holiday.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, she's hearing stuff she didn't probably want to hear, but that's the way it goes. Suzanne, advice today?
Hi. Like I said, I never call in, but I had to call in today because, no offense, but I don't know what's wrong with all your other listeners. She's only been going out with them for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, extended family, I'd say, is about a year, unless there's a wedding or something like that. But that's just, I mean, in all honesty, if my son brought home, had another girlfriend and brought another girl home to me, I would not ever allow that. If she hadn't met his family, then maybe. But I think everyone is automatic. And I'm disappointed in you, LB.
What?
Jumped to the wrong conclusion this time. I don't think there's anyone else. I just think it's just I don't know. Maybe he's shy. Maybe he's just, it's awkward. I don't know how old they are. I mean,
LBF is always going to assume there's somebody else. Just that's how you roll,
and
right?
All
just...
the other times, I do too. I agree with her every time, every other time. I mean, she's hysterical. But this time, I just think it's only been 6 months. You're not 16. It's not like you have to spend every waking moment with the person.
Really? I just feel, and this is me, I just feel like if a guy really likes you, if they really like you, yeah, they would just want to be with you all the time.
Right.
And then they marry you, and then it, like they don't. But you know what I mean. Well, but in the beginning.
All right, you two. I'm going to break you two up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Suzanne.
Thank you, though.
Happy holidays.
I would
happy
just say holidays. This. Suzanne. Don't wait so long to call us again.
Yes, please call.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, have a great day.
Merry Christmas.
Bye bye. 888-410-1057. More calls for Danielle coming up. Wow. 1057 WROR. It's 80 some more. Good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. A little clearing. Looks pretty good. 61 is your high temperature today. It's 54 already.
Wow.
Not bad. Not too shabby for your Christmas shopping pleasure. 51 tonight and tomorrow, sunny and 54. And then the weekend, we're going to get some snow. There you go. You want it?
You got it.
Here it is.
Toyota.
Yep. You know, who says jingles?
An old ad.
Who says jingles don't work?
Right.
Okay. Danielle called us about 45 minutes ago. I mean, she was close to losing it. She's been seeing a guy for 6 months. And he said to her, why don't we just kind of do our own Christmas with our own families? And we'll see you New Year's. It's not sitting so well for Danielle. It's kind of freaking out about it. You didn't help LBF.
What?
Well, you kind of, you know, kind of led her to believe that something fishy is going on.
Absolutely.
You don't like it.
The Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah. And she's not invited.
Right, exactly.
All right. Let's see. We got Joe in the car. What do you say, Joe?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe, you know, Christmas is a tough time. And if it's not, maybe she thinks it's more serious than he does.
Sounds it.
And if you commit to the Christmas thing,
yeah,
then you're kind of in for a penny, in for a pound, you know?
Oh, okay. I think, so he's just holding her back a little bit. Just holding her back. Okay.
Yeah. You go Christmas, you're all in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, right.
You're all in after that.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Like I said, she's not going to like everything she hears today, so that's that. All right, Joe in the car, thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, David, you've got suspicions, don't you, David?
I really do. I think the guy's married. He hasn't had enough time to set up a little love shack someplace for her. So he's holding her off until such time as when he can find a place to meet on neutral territory.
Wow. Now, I recall she said meeting his family, though, right? Before?
Yeah, they met.
Yep. That probably means, you know, extended family, you know, sisters, brothers, nephews, nieces, that kind of thing. I'm telling you, the guy's married.
Okay.
The guy's married.
She's not going to want to hear all the calls today.
Okay,
so.
All right.
Thanks, David. We'll pass it on.
You bet.
ROR, good morning. Tony, what advice do you have today? Yeah.
So my advice is that this guy is playing her. He's trying to get her upset so she breaks up with him.
So he
can go into the new year without a girlfriend.
You know what?
Yeah,
I don't know if that's 100% right, but it does sound like he's keeping at arm's length.
I like that hypothesis.
You think it's the
men
pre-breakup?
Are weak.
Well, no,
men
this,
are
this,
weak.
This happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
This happened to a friend of mine.
Who did
where
who?
The guy was just...
Well, who did it to who?
Well, it was the guy who was getting under the girl's skin because he didn't want her around because he didn't want the family pressuring him about, oh, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get serious? When are you going to settle down?
Okay. All right. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, I got a flip side to that story.
You got a flip side? Okay.
The one that's panicking about the boyfriend not letting her come
that's
over
Danielle.
For Christmas,
yep.
She's got to breathe, first of all. Second of all, he may be planning something to surprise her with.
Oh, plot
optimist.
Twist. I like it, Rosa. Yeah, maybe he's just like, well,
not to get her hopes up and cut her down, but that's a possibility. But
yeah.
I've also been in that situation. I've been with a fantastic guy for 20 years. My family didn't particularly care for him. So we did our Christmases together on like Christmas Eve. Yeah. And then I do, you know, my family Christmas with my sisters and brothers and all that. Yeah. But don't panic yet. You
okay.
know,
just, we'll pass it on.
Surprise. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Rosemary. Yeah.
Well, they're still new. They're still new.
Yeah, exactly.
So you give it some time.
Simmer down now. Simmer down. Right? Okay.
Yes, yes.
It's like a prison guard when you say that.
That's what they say down south.
Yeah, prison guards.
Simmer down now. Well, Brian, you said you got Danielle on the phone?
She's back on the line.
All right. I'm anxious to hear what Danielle says, because when we last talked to you 45 minutes ago, you were extremely antsy about your new boyfriend not inviting you over. You've heard all the calls. Anything help you today?
All right, listen, I've been thinking, and I'm freaking out, and I have to call him. I have to call him because my feelings are hurt.
Right. And you got to tell him, like, what's going on, or ask.
Yeah. I mean, if this is serious, if he loves me, you know,
he'll want to see you over the holidays.
Right.
Of course. I should be part of this. We should be kissing under the mistletoe. We should be opening presents with his nieces and nephews. I want to be singing Christmas carols and drinking eggnog. But instead, he's telling me to stay away. And I'm nervous and I'm freaking out and my feelings are hurt.
I got it. Wow, Danielle.
Danielle, I would just
do me a favor and yourself. Just when you call him, just maybe just slow it down a little bit.
No, I find hysterical works.
Oh, my God. All
right. Well, have some eggnog first.
I think if you don't come at him so hot.
I'm going to let him talk. I'm going to let him talk.
Okay.
I'm going to let him talk.
She's coming. All right. Danielle, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay.
I hope so.
Good luck, Danielle. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, bye-bye. Guys.
Man, she's my favorite ever.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, you know what? She knows what she wants.
I'm freaking out.
I should be drinking eggnog. I should be kissing under the mistletoe. Jeez.
She might. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe this helps. Maybe he doesn't know that she was feeling this way. Maybe we'll see. I'm hoping for, as they say, that...
That's called a cavity check, what I just did, and that means that something's wrong.
Something's wrong, right? Is that what that is?
Yep, the old cavity check. You're like, don't sit right.
Something's wrong. do you want to talk to Janice, Brian?
Someone's
chiming
Janice.
In. I know...
Janice Rossi?
Yeah.
2B?
or not 2B. Janice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What do you say, Janice? She's still listening, I'm quite sure.
She needs to chill out, and if I was her boyfriend, I wouldn't want her there either.
Oh, shots fired.
Aww.
She's like, oh my God. She's like panicking. Now, look, 6 months isn't anything. Now, if it was more than 6 months, if it was like a year, then I'd be panicking.
Mm.
6 months? A little early.
Simmer down.
See, that's so...
Go for it, LBF.
I think...
You know you wanna.
I think 6 months is a long time. I really do. You either know or you don't know.
Well,
we're not getting any
was
younger.
June, right? We spent
June.
4th of July.
Yeah,
we had
they're,
labor.
You know, they're not enough. Just holding hands anymore. This is like six months.
Uh-huh.
We're not in high
now,
school.
Think about this, though. I mean... Maybe she said that they met each other's family. Maybe his family don't like her and don't want her there.
Yeah, Janice, now she's still listening, Janice.
That's a possibility.
I know.
I know.
I mean,
I've had many families not like me.
Well, no, that is not true.
Listen, I don't like some of my son's girlfriends either.
Right.
But, you know, okay. And you know.
Mm.
And then you
now
say,
he's
like,
married and I like her. Yeah.
All right, that's good. She's glad to hear that, Janice. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll find out down the road what happened.
Continued without a finding.
Yeah, yes, continued without a finding.
Yeah.
Thanks, Janice.
Have a happy holiday.
You too.
Make sure you're kissing under that mistletoe
and
all that fun stuff that Danielle won't be doing.
Simmer down now.
Simmer down now. Janice, simmer down. All righty. Yeah, good luck, Danielle. Hope she talks. That's all I can say. Okay. Dirty Laundry. What's happening?
Oh, yeah. You know, needs to apologize and get right with the world. Ben Affleck.
All right, Ben. That's good. That's coming up next. He needs to apologize, too.
Does he, though?
He needs to send it down. Yeah, he does. ROR, 80s and more. The great Burl Ives right there. You know him better as the snowman on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Right?
Yes.
Indeed. So, We did morning court today for Danielle, and it was a good one. A lot of calls for her, and she was so taken aback that she had to call her boyfriend like immediately.
Right.
And I just said, simmer down. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Lucy would say.
But she says it so sweetly.
Yeah.
Just relax.
That's all.
Just
so
relax.
That's what Danielle needs
just
to do.
Simmer down like
simmer
she's
down.
A prison guard.
Well, we have a lady on the phone who says something.
Barbara.
Barbara, you know something about that?
It's all about simmering down, and it's hilarious.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It was a skit on Saturday Night Live.
Well, I used to work in North Carolina, and one of my guys who worked with me, I guess his old boss was an old janitor, and whenever they'd get all excited, he'd say that, simmer down now, simmer down.
Jeez, right.
You
know, I don't like it.
Yeah, you don't like that?
How about calm down?
Calm down, simmer down, relax, all these, but simmer down in particular.
You know what else he would say, that same guy?
What?
He'd say, when they were just talking too much, he said, enough of that jaw jacking. Let's get back to work now.
Oh, my God. He has to be in prison.
Jaw jacking. What
did you work for, Boss Hogg?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Enough of that jaw jacking.
Enough of that jaw jacking.
I don't like
we
that.
We get them Duke boys.
Oh, my God.
Simmer down now.
Listen to what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Hey, what's your first name?
Yeah, if you guys can find that, you'll fall off your chairs laughing. It's the most hysterical thing ever I saw on Saturday.
I could use that. I could use a chuckle. What's your first name?
Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
My next goal is to get in at the 9 o'clock hour for the gift card. She'll be listening to my phone, okay?
Yes, stay tuned. Yeah. LBF's going to scoot under that tree after 9, okay?
Yeah.
All right,
bye, Barbara.
LBF.
Good luck.
Good slide in there, girlfriend.
All right. See ya.
Simmer down while you're doing it.
Right, I will.
Simmer down. All right, Brian, did you find it? Are you looking at the Saturday Night Live skit?
Yeah, it was back in the Sherry O'Terry days.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I think I remember. All right, here it is. All right, here it is.
Hi, I need some help here. Hi, can you help me, please?
Simmer down now.
Hi, I need to see a doctor right away.
I just said to simmer down now.
What?
Simmer down, can't you heal?
Excuse me. My husband's been in a motorcycle accident. I think he broke his wrist.
Yeah, I can't move it.
It's swelling up really badly.
Okay, everybody simmer down now.
Listen, I would love to simmer down now, but you see, my wrist is shattered, so I would encourage you to admit me now.
Sir, your sass is unappreciated here.
That's good. I like that. Simmer down now.
Oh, no, I don't.
Boy. All right,
like
fine.
It.
Fine. Just, I'll stop my jaw jacking.
Yeah,
oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
Threaten me with a good time.
All right, fine. That's enough out of you.
Oh, boy.
Simmer down now. Hey,
your sass is unappreciated. Yeah.
All right, the great gift giveaway coming up after 9 o'clock. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.